Good morning. 00 hours. Clear. 25 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Clear. 25 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Partly cloudy. 25 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 26 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Clear. 26 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Clear. 26 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Partly cloudy. 25 degrees.
KG8RVP, KG8LDS Mobile.
Good morning. Happy Friday, KV8REV.
Happy Friday, Mike. What a long week. This morning is a complete change from yesterday. Yeah, we didn't have, like, continuous ice. It was like, certain areas had real long ice patches here in town. Driving along and all of a sudden, be like 5 blocks of a sheet of ice, and then all of a sudden there's nothing there for a few miles, you know. Sure, that's what it was, all that excitement on the highway yesterday.
I got two, and I always have one on standby, just in case. You never know when it's going to go. Yep, when I used to drive in to work every day, I'd do the same thing. Just have a little dusting of snow, and you get on the highway, and areas where the wind blows across. I'd go on 23, there's areas where there's just empty fields, cornfields. That wind blows across. The tires kind of warm it up, and then it refreezes and turns into a sheet of ice. Don't miss those days, not at all.
that rain too, you know. Was already starting to freeze like at 8 o'clock at night. At least over here, the temperature was just plummeting. Yeah, pretty crazy. Yeah, it's always good to have a spare battery. I kind of figured that's what was happening. You were totally unintelligible, but you still were holding the repeater. It was kind of weird. I think it was just, the battery just would just drop right out, kill your transmission. I'm that mugger.
Yeah, it looks like next week's going to be a whole different thing. We're going to warm up a little bit.
Go any further, so.
I think you even saw one day
we'll right
see 62 on Thursday or something next week. Have some 40s in there. We'll take it. Usually around April 15th, I usually take the winter tires off and put the regular tires on both cars, but maybe I'll be able to do it a little bit early this year. We'll see. The tires on my Focus ST, the summer tires are rated for 41 degrees or above. Anything below that, they just turn into hockey pucks. So, and the Spark, the Chevy Spark's got winter tires on it. Those made a huge difference. Wouldn't even been able to drive that car on slippery roads, but with the winter tires on there, doesn't have a lot of horsepower, it's a manual. It's perfect. Doesn't slip or spin or nothing. It just goes. KB8 RBP.
Definitely makes a difference. Hey, I'm going to jump out. I'm over at my air. I got to get some gas. KB8 RBP, K8 LBM.
KB8 RBP.
Yeah. KB8 RVP, KALD on. $42 for 14.004 gallons. $299.9.
Yeah, I like the $299. There's a marathon here in Fenton. I signed up for their discount. I usually get 10 cents off a gallon, so it was $2.99. I got it for $2.89. The mobile down the street was $3.19. But yeah, I'll go to the marathon. I got a card for the mobile, but it's based on how many times you fill up and how many gallons you get. If you get at least 8 gallons, after 2 or 3 fill-ups, you get 12 cents off or whatever. But every little bit helps. Won't be long, they'll be switching over to the summer gas, and it'll probably go up. Or it'll definitely go up.
Can't be expected. Yeah, gas is like 308.9. I'm going to put my Meyer card 10 cents off per gallon. Yep, it's the way to go. I was going to mention something. I totally forgot. Anyway, hopefully today goes by quick and the weekend doesn't go by quick. Hi.
Yeah, it's nice driving the little Spark in the wintertime because I fill it up. It's ranged anywhere from $10 to fill it up to, I think it was $13, $14 to fill it up. My ST takes premium and Patty's Tiguan takes premium. They both have the 2-liter turbo. I've got a tune on the ST. It takes it from 270 foot-pounds of torque to 360 foot-pounds of torque. I could take the tune off and I could run 87, but I choose not to. It's too much fun.
Is that spark, a three cylinder?
It's a 1.2 liter four cylinder, so it's probably got some pretty small pistons in there.
Turbocharged?
Nope, it's naturally aspirated, so it'll probably last quite a long time, and it's got the manual. Biggest problem they have with the automatics, they're CVTs, and everybody online says do not buy one because it will fail on you. But with the 1.2 naturally aspirated manual, it'll probably last a long time. Only thing I'd ever have to change maybe is a clutch or something.
Good. To hold out for quite a while at clutch plate.
Yeah, for the first 10 years of its life, there was a lady, she bought it in her 60s. She was in her 70s when I bought it from her. All she's ever had is manuals. But it just did a lot of round town driving. She's really big into her church, and she's in the choir, and so it was going to choir practice, and then she went up to Hill Road. She played tennis. The day I picked it up, she's like, I can meet you quick, but I got to go to my tennis match with my girlfriends and then go out to eat lunch. And she was busy all the time. Her husband passed away, so she's filled up her life with just all of her activities with the church and her friends. So it just did probably a lot of short trips just around Fenton here.
Left on it. And just pulling it toward the parking lot. Looks like everybody's here.
Well, hopefully you have a good day at work. Hopefully the heat was on overnight. Hopefully you have a nice weekend. They did cuts at my work yesterday. People were posting on a different team chats that one group, 27 people got let go. One of the guys I've worked with for a long time, he was on the help desk. He got let go. He sent an email out. So, interesting times. We'll listen out for your final, Chris. Have a great day. Have a nice weekend. Looking forward to the nice warm weather next week. KB8RVP.
More sponsor? KB8LDF, yeah. That's too bad. Bad decisions on the orange man. That's for sure. What a dilemma. All right, yep. Have a great day. Yeah, the heaters that I made sure before I left, I made sure they were still on. I just thought it was such a nice day that one day. Everybody shut them off and overhead shipping doors were open, and it was nice to get some fresh air in, and everybody hightailed it out of there, and nobody wasn't really thinking about flipping heaters on for the next day. They remembered to keep the heaters on last night. KB8RVC, KB8LDF, we're clear.
Good morning, 0700 hours, clear, 25 degrees. Good morning, 0800 hours, sunny, 25 degrees. Good morning, 0900 hours, sunny, 31 degrees. Good morning, 10:00 hours. Sunny. 33 degrees. Good morning, 11:00 hours. Sunny. 35 degrees. Good afternoon, 12:00 hours. Sunny. 38 degrees. Good afternoon, 13:00 hours. Sunny. 36 degrees. Good afternoon, 14:00 hours. Mostly cloudy. 40 degrees. Good afternoon, 15:00 hours. Cloudy. 40 degrees. Good afternoon. 16:00 hours. Mostly cloudy. 40 degrees.
MCG Mobile, KD8IWS.
Good afternoon, 17:00 hours. Cloudy. 38 degrees.
Can't be any well monitoring.
Good evening, 18:00 hours. cloudy. 36 degrees. Good evening, 1900 hours. Cloudy. 35 degrees.
Give me a 15 while monitoring.
Good evening, 2000 hours. Partly cloudy. 32 degrees.
Okay, I've 80 while monitoring.
Good evening, 21 hours. Clear. 30 degrees.
Trey, checking for access.
Good evening, 22 hours. Partly cloudy. 30 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Mostly cloudy. 29 degrees.